So here's the million-dollar question. How are men like us who work hard, have good motives, and a God-given purpose supposed to fulfill the calling on our lives and the dreams in our hearts, all while establishing sexual integrity, thriving relationships, and a meaningful connection with God? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Sathya Sam. Welcome to Unleash the Man Within. Hey, hey, what's up, my man? It's Sathya Sam here. Welcome to Unleash the Man Within. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you're having a fantastic day. And if you aren't, don't worry. It's about to get a little bit better here. We're going to go to some really cool content today. And I'm excited to jump into it. Especially, I'll just say, if you are looking to get more aware of your inner life, you want to build that self-awareness, you want to deepen your recovery, or maybe you've tried a bunch of things, you know, to improve your emotional health and to quit porn and all that stuff, and it didn't work. I got something for you today that will, and I'm really excited to share it with you. Before I jump into that, very quickly, again, it's mid-March. I know I keep talking about, you know, it's transition month for us. We're making a bunch of changes to the podcast. We're elevating the quality of our production level on the whole. We are going on YouTube. We're also answering questions from you guys, the listeners. And so if you have questions about recovery, that maybe we haven't answered here, or maybe there's some specifics to your situation, you know, and you just want to get some clarity, we want to invite you to ask your question. You can literally ask it to me and my lead coach, Sean. We're going to start doing segments that are going to answer these questions, and it's going to be a lot of fun. In fact, some of these segments are already out, and I hope you're enjoying them. And look, if you hate these episodes, just don't listen to them, and then we'll know. We'll be paying attention to the analytics, and we'll see, okay, these guys don't like the episodes. But if you do, make sure you're listening, make sure you're downloading them, make sure you're sharing them with people you love, and we'll do more of them. You know, just to be frank, we will do more of them if you guys like them more. So the link is in the show notes. Make sure you guys are submitting your questions, okay? What we're talking about today is why journaling is the most powerful recovery tool that a man can have. And, you know, there's a lot of powerful recovery tools out there. There's a lot of modalities. There's a lot of concepts and frameworks and tools and devices, and most of them have their place. You know, they can play some useful role in recovery. However, if there's one, if I had to pick one, and it was like, Sathya, you have 5 minutes to speak to a crowd of 20,000 people, you can only give them one thing to help them in their recovery, one practical, tactical tool, what's it going to be? Without a shadow of a doubt, without any question, I would say journaling. I am going to teach them journaling. Now, we've done lots of episodes about journaling over the years because I am so adamant about this thing being part of your recovery solution. However, what I want to do today is I want to just, I'm going to zoom out a little bit and give you some perspective on why journaling is so valuable. And then I will give you the nuts and bolts, although I'll definitely encourage you to listen to one of the first episodes we ever did. I think it's Man's Secret Weapon is what it's called. And I actually go into a lot more detail and depth on sort of our journaling method and process. So you can go check that out afterwards if you want. The issue that we observe in clients that we work with, so people who are struggling with pornography, some of them it's as, you know, short as maybe a few years, and some of them it's as long as 5-6 decades. Okay. Like one guy was in his 70s, and I think he had been struggling with, you know, promiscuity and pornography from the age of 15, something like that. So literally like 6 decades of struggling. The one thing that we've learned in, you know, helping all these guys, hundreds of guys now, is there's very few things that are actually going to help them. So, you know, recovery is not like, you know, there's 30 solutions out there and you got to figure out what works for you. There is truth to that. You do need to individualize a solution because no two people are the same. So I do agree with that. But the basic foundations of recovery actually should be the same for everybody. And we first started helping people 2018, 2019. And when we did that, our focus was actually a lot more on, you know, we wanted people to recover from the trauma. We wanted people to shift their identity. We wanted people to, you know, plug in a community. And we were really hammering home these tenets. And there was nothing wrong with them. They were all very good. But what I observed is that people were not getting the kind of breakthroughs that they should have been when they were, you know, doing some trauma work or processing some parts of their past that were really wounding and impactful. And when we started talking about the identity stuff, you know, people loved it and they got excited about it. And then the momentum kind of fizzled. And you could tell that that whole new identity concept just didn't take any root. And I couldn't figure out, like, I was like, why are these guys not getting the momentum? It's all there and it's biblical and it's research-based and everything looked to be right. And what I discovered, it was a little bit by accident, but these guys were basically completely numbed out from their inner life. And so finding trauma work or finding traumas and, you know, parts of their past that maybe were contributing to their addiction, well, that was really hard for them to do because they had very little awareness of their inner life to begin with. And when they did, it was like, oh, I'm angry. It's like, okay. So, you know, they knew anger and they knew when they were overwhelmed, but there was no real understanding of the inner life. And when we start talking about identity stuff, it was the same thing. It was like, yeah, I mean, this sounds great. And logically it was speaking to them, but there was no impact at a heart level because they didn't have any access to it. And so journaling has become really paramount for men in recovery because most men that are in recovery don't have a clear enough understanding of their inner life to change it, right? You can't change something that you don't understand. And so journaling facilitates that knowledge of the inner life. It gives us an awareness and an understanding of the thoughts, the emotions, and the paradigms that are at place on a daily basis. And more importantly, it helps us understand why they're there. What stories are they attached to? Which people were involved? And we start to get a very full picture of the inner life. And now we can start to say, oh, well, there's a disconnect there. Or this part here isn't adding up. Or, you know, everything looks pretty good, but this one thing seems to come up again and again and again. We can start to actually recognize where there's issues and where help is really needed. And that means that our solutions are no longer blanketed or, you know, just throwing paint at a wall and hoping that, you know, something lands in the right spot and we get some outcome. Instead, we can actually be very methodical in our approach and say, no, this is where the problem is. Here's where the deficiency is, or here's the disconnect or the dysfunction or whatever it might be, the faulty belief system, the inability to process pain or manage stress or whatever it is. Once we get that clarity, the solutions become a lot more obvious. You know, I've said this before, but if I had, you know, an hour to work with someone, I would probably spend about 55 minutes diagnosing the problem and 5 minutes coming up with a solution. It's the Abraham Lincoln thing of, you know, he has the same thing. Like, you spend most of your time sharpening the axe so that every cut you make is worth your while. And in recovery, we want to make sure that we're having a very similar approach. So this is why journaling is the best way to get in touch with your inner life. Number one, journaling is not invasive. Okay, you don't have to open up to anyone else. And I find that when people are starting out in recovery, you know, that whole leap to talk with somebody can feel pretty daunting. So journaling gives you an opportunity to, yes, open up and actually share rather candidly, but you don't have to overcome that hurdle. Now, I want to be clear, you can't do this forever, okay? I actually thought I could, and it didn't work. So journaling has its limitations, but to get the ball rolling and really to serve as a plumb line throughout your recovery, journaling is the best way to go. Number two, something happens in our brains when we write things down. In fact, there's good research that shows if you want to learn the best from a book, you not only read the book physically, but you actually should be writing about it. You reflect about it. And that's why I love it when books have, you know, little sections about reflecting on it. You know, in my book, The Last Relapse, we purposely provided a free workbook so that people could reflect on what they learned. Because when you write out the thoughts yourself, something clicks. We learned this in university, you know, when people are doing video teaching and slideshows, that you still take notes because taking notes reinforces the information that you're learning. And I'll tell you, there's been a couple of times where I've processed something internally without writing it. And I'm like, okay, I think I got a pretty good handle on it. And then, you know, I'm journaling and I'm talking to God or whatever. And it sort of comes up and all of a sudden I see it written and I'm like, oh, that's what that is. You know, the pattern emerges, or the issue suddenly gets solved because you see things differently when it's written out. So journaling accomplishes that. And then number three, what I really like about journaling, especially from a starter's standpoint, it's cheap. You know, you can go to the dollar store for $1. You get a journal. For another dollar, you can get a pen. And boom, you can actually have some really good momentum in your recovery journey. So that's why I think journaling is really the best way to go. And I'll tell you, throughout my recovery journey, I was always a journaler. And some seasons I did it every day. Some seasons I did it a couple times a week. You know, even now, 8 years of freedom, I'm still journaling on a very regular basis. I'm actually back to doing it daily, if you can believe that, just the season I'm in. So it's been a lot of fun that way. But I'm telling you guys, if you can really master journaling, if you can integrate it into your regular rhythms of life, recovery will be just around the corner, and all the other efforts that you make in recovery will be amplified as a result, because you're going to build that awareness. And then when you get into trauma work, or you start working on identity pieces, or whatever the fabric of your recovery process looks like, those things are going to be so much stronger because you have that self-awareness through journaling. So that's everything for today, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Have an amazing day. We'll talk soon. Bye. Hey, everybody. It's Thea again. Thanks for listening to Unleash the Man Within. I wanted to take a quick moment to let you know about a free ebook that I wrote for you called The Ultimate Guide to Porn Recovery. It provides a basic framework for the recovery process and a few of my top tips completely free of charge. You can get it now at www.ultimaterecoveryguide.com. That's www.ultimaterecoveryguide.com. Now, if you've been impacted by the podcast and you want to show some support in less than 60 seconds, there are three ways you can do that. First, you can leave a rating or review on your podcast platform. This lets people like you know that the content here is valuable. Secondly, you can share this episode with someone in your life that might benefit from the content. If you're passionate about helping other people experience freedom and success in their lives, this is one of the easiest ways to do that. And lastly, you can subscribe. I personally only listen to the podcast that I subscribe to. If you're seeking daily encouragement, guidance, and insight in your recovery journey, I highly recommend subscribing to Unleash the Man Within. Thanks for listening. I look forward to connecting with you very, very soon.
The information, opinions, and recommendations presented in this podcast by Sathya Sam and his guests are for general information only and should not be considered medical, clinical, or any other form of professional advice. Any reliance on the information provided is done at your own risk.